And so it was in the late months of 1976, and so it shall be this Sunday coming up at Jilly's. It is the last waltz presented from beginning to end by some of Dayton's finest musicians, and it is a pleasure for me to welcome to the studio the organizer of this great event. By the way, it's at Jilly's this Sunday night. The show gets underway at 7:30. The organizer of this event not only is a huge part of the heart and soul of the community of some very good things getting done right here in our Jim City, but he also is the NCR archivist for the Dayton history out at Carillon Park. He's the chairman of the Dayton Circus. He's helping turn the Yellow Cab building into a community art space. I first heard about the Garden Station through this man. He's also the organizer of this Sunday's event, Such a Night, the last waltz in its entirety. It's a pleasure to welcome Jeff Opt. Jeff.
Well, thank you for having us here, Nikki.
You always have something going on. You are one of these doers, one of these beers. And what a great idea, first of all, for this crazy recreation. Tell me, where were you when it first came to you that this could be something not only that would be great, but that we could do?
Well, and it's an idea I've kicked around for a couple of years, just that it would be fun to do that show. And last, I think it was the Dayton Music Fest when I saw you in about September last year when I decided, well, if I'm going to do it, I should get on it, you know. And so that's where it really started. And then I just put the word out through different musicians and all that I knew, and it kind of started to grow organically from that. And in our first rehearsal, we played up on Cripple Creek with about six people stuffed in one room of the Yellow Cab building there. And about 30 seconds in, everything started clicking together, so it's like, hey, we could actually do this. And then from there, we've been building it. Started with a small group of people, and they brought their friends and brought people they knew. You know, like, I didn't know anyone in the horn section before this whole thing started, and now we have an eight-piece horn section.
That in and of itself is worth coming to see. There's more or less a core band. For those that don't remember, the Last Waltz was billed as the farewell from the band. They backed up Dylan on many occasions. They have Canadian roots, but really came a big part of what American music was in the 60s and the 70s, and this was billed as a farewell, so they served as sort of like the house band with this amazing cast of characters coming through. The house band in this case is Kyle Byram, Larry Evans, Steve Phelps, Tim Pritchard, who I adore, Jimmy Rogers, and Trey Stone, plus an eight-piece horn section. We're going to be speaking with Mike Depew here in just a few minutes about how the amazing arrangements of that came together. Can you just give us a quick run-through of the sort of special guests that will be coming and going this Sunday night on Jilly's?
Sure. I'll try to read this. And got Victoria and Red Baumgartner, Paige Beller, Matt Bajanski, Al Carrillo, Phil Cavanis, Sharon Lane, Steve McCofka, Ed Pittman, Karen Poston, Rich Reuter, Chris Shea, Amanda Stollings, Charlie Tipton, Todd Widener, Todd the Fox, and Gary Williams. They're filling in the various roles for all the different – the beauty of that show was not only was it the band, but all the people that influenced the band and people that they'd backed up. So there's a wide range of musicians in the movie. Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, Muddy Waters.
Eric Clapton. It's just a testament to the richness of our music scene here in the Gem City that we can pull this off.
So all these – special guests are filling in the special guest roles as is in the movie.
Well, we do have just a couple of the performers here doing something on the acoustic side, a little taste of things to come. It's Charlie Tipton in there with Steve Phelps. Also, Todd the Fox is hanging out for good measure. And it's just a little taste of things to come. First of all, welcome, Charlie. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Thanks so much for coming out on a Monday afternoon. It's a holiday, President's Day, so maybe a little bit more flexibility in our schedules. But, of course, it'll be all electric, live, big thing. But you, Charlie, and Steve have been kind enough to work us up an acoustic.
Steve actually is a drummer. He's the core band drummer for the show, and he's actually going to be playing guitar.
I'm slumming today.
Slumming on six strings instead of six skins. Well, I'm so pleased you're here, and if you would, give us a little taste.
Sure.
All right.
Here we go. This is It Makes No Difference.
It makes no difference where difference, night or day. Shadow never seems to fade away.
Tipton and Steve Phelps doing that. Oh, so nice. You guys don't know it. You don't know that you picked that song, and it actually was delivered me through one of the biggest heartbreaks.
Very good.
I think I listened to it in for 4 days back before CDs when you just have to drop the needle, you know, drop the needle. Thank you for
doing that. It's a tearjerker, isn't it?
Isn't it? So beautiful, though. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. Charlie, tell me a bit about how you got involved in this event, how you became aware of it, and how you said, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know Todd the Fox, and I know Victoria Bromgardner, and they mentioned it to me, and I showed up on the second practice. and with the six people when they started out with Cripple Creek. And I was just like, wow, I'm such a big fan of the band, and I love the film. And so I was just so excited to be a part of it. To be honest, I just wanted to sit there and just watch it, you know. And I'm lucky enough to somehow got a few parts in it, you know. And so I was just so excited and showed up and been there ever since.
And Steve, tell me, you're nailing down the drummer duties in this, but you sing a pretty note, and you can play that beautiful resonator guitar
well,
there.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, anything to do with Levon Helm is just an inspiration, and you know, I don't compare myself to him in any way, but just learning what he does has been really, really fun.
Again, it is called Such a Night. It'll get underway this Sunday at Jilly's at 7:30. It is the movie, The Last Waltz, billed as the band's farewell. They did a few things later. Thanks. I'm grateful for that. But for the most part, that was sort of their swan song. And the greatest, the finest, the cream of the cream of the Gem City musicians are going to be coming together to recreate this movie in its entirety from start to finish. I'll remind everyone that all proceeds from this benefit the food bank. General, if you'll hang close, we're going to come back into the studio. We'll be back with you in Studio A there in a minute. So stay right. close. Jeff Opt, tell me a little bit about the food bank, which something it's kind of unique in its mission.
It is. Unfortunately, I don't have the great brochure in front of them, but they serve 100 different smaller food banks. It's kind of like a food bank clearinghouse. So when you're donating to them, you're actually donating to a large number of food banks around the area, and those other food banks come to them and get food and get resources and things like that and are able to help people in the community. According to their statistics, for every dollar raised, they can provide 8 meals.
What a deal.
Yeah, exactly. So our goal is not to raise a certain amount of money, but to raise 10,000 meals with this show. And we'd love to go over it. We've kept the price cheap at $5. We'll ask you for more at the door if you want to donate
more. There's a minimum to get in, but you know what? If you wanted to put a few more bucks and imagine, and the musicians, if I understand properly, are all donating their time.
Yeah, everyone's playing for free. The sound guy's working for free. Jilly's is giving us the door, you know, so everything that gets dropped at the door goes to the Dayton Food Bank. So
Dayton's got heart and soul and a good idea. It's a pleasure to welcome also to the studio the horn player for this. He'll be in the horn section, the 8-piece horn section. He's Mike Depew. Mike, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I want to put this mic a little closer to you here.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
And tell me how it was that you got involved. It's kind of funny.
I answered an ad on Craigslist under the musicians category. They were looking for a trumpet player. And I replied to the ad because I'm always looking to play my horn more. So that's how I got started.
You said, hey, this might be a good idea. So there's Dan, one of the horn players, who listened through and actually made the arrangement. So you guys, I'm guessing, had separate horn section practices.
Yeah, we kind of worked on our own to make sure the charts were right with the recordings. But yeah, Dan put all the charts together. He did a fantastic job. That's a tough job.
I can't even imagine, but fun in a weird way too, I bet you.
It was amazing to watch because I know nothing about horn players, and Dan Herford just did a great job with the charts.
It's listening to the recording and trying to pull the horn parts out.
Yeah.
Mike, we want to hear a little bit from your band. Tell us about the band that you play in when you're not recreating the band's
music.
Yeah,
the name of my band is Reload. We're a classic rock funky horn band lack of another way of saying it. We like good, solid horn section. That's what the band's revolved around is the horn section.
Something about just like ties that in and drives it home. I'm just got a real soft spot for a good horn section. Let's hear a little bit from your band, Reload. Fans of Tower of Power know this one.
Started to let your hair grow. It's been big, but it's a popular.
little taste of Reload. That is the band that Mike DePue is in. And Mike, others of those horns will be heard on stage this Sunday at Jilly's.
Yeah, when I replied to the ad and it first came in, Dan said he could use a couple more sax players. So I recruited a couple of my sax players out of my band, Jeff Foster on tenor sax and Kevin Court on barry sax.
This is going to be quite the extravaganza. Reminder of the full details. It is the reconstruction of the movie The Last Waltz, 1976, as Martin Scorsese just absolute shining capturing of what was then considered to be the farewell of the band. We backed up Dylan for many years and so much more. It is a very kind price for entrance. You can throw a few more money bits in the jar if you can, if you would like, and all those proceeds benefit the food bank. It is all the musicians, the venue, Jilly's letting you have the venue at no cost, everything.
Yes.
Pitching in for the best of best causes. Let's go back to the studio with two of the musicians, Charlie Tipton and Steve Phelps, who will be there nailing it down this Sunday night, starting at 7:30 at Jilly's. And if you would, Charlie and Steve, tell me about this next tune and why you picked it, or I guess how you got assigned it. Well, I'm not hearing you at all. Wait, there it is.
Well,
that's it.
Yeah, there we go. You know, I was just, I love Neil Young, and I can play the harmonica a little bit, and so I guess Jeff let me have it, and, you know, I'm appreciative of that. He just let me have the part, and I guess I don't know if I passed an audition or if there was an audition, but somehow I got it, and I'm lucky enough to be playing it.
He just claimed it.
Yeah.
Well, if the sound check is any indication, I think everything is as it should be. It's Charlie Tipton and Steve Phelps doing the band on WISO.
All right, here we go.
Birds flying across the sky, throwing shadows on our eyes, leave us helpless, 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 helpless. Helpless, helpless, helpless.
All right.
Well, taste of things to come.
Fun.
That was nice. You guys worked that up, I mean, just...
Five minutes ago.
Yeah. We're used to having, like, there's going to be, like, six singers in this song, and actually in all the songs. So it's almost like a choir that's kind of involved in all these songs. So, but it's, we kind of... had to break it down a little bit.
There's no hiding in here.
Yeah. Right. I know. It's just us. Mm-hmm. I'm so looking forward to this whole event. Again, it is The Last Waltz, the movie from beginning to end, this Sunday night at Chili's. And everyone involved donating their time and talent and that all so that the proceeds, every penny, every dollar, going to the food bank of right here, feeding the bellies of our neighbors, our friends, the people of the Miami Valley. We'll come back in the studio. Thanks again. Charlie Tipton, Steve Phelps, what a treat. We'll see
Thank you, Nikki.
Sunday night.
Thank you,
Nikki. Thanks. We're back in the studio with Jeff Opt, who's the organizer of this fabulous event. And Jeff, another of the participants, has joined us in the studio. We call him Todd the Fox. Hey, Todd.
Hi there. Hey, how's it going? Good to see you.
Todd, you're a friend of the show, friend of WYSO. Tell us how you got involved with this pretty cool all-star Gem City extravaganza.
Well, I guess I have to ask, do you want the short version or the long version?
The short version.
Okay, we'll fast forward a little bit. So I've known Jeff. I've worked with Jeff through Garden Station originally, but Yellow Cab, and you know, every time he does an event, he invites me and Lisa Bunny to come out there, and we do a thing, and we make it shake and groove and have a good time. And every time we're winding chords at the end of the day, and Jeff's like, "Hey, you guys did a good job," and he goes, "One day I would like to put together a show, like a concert of like The Last Waltz." Like, what do you mean The Last Waltz? Like, the documentary, the Scorsese film. And, really? Like, how would you do that? He's like, I don't know. I'd get like, five, six guys. Just kind of put a little band together. Yeah. Fast forward a year and a half later, we have
like 30 people.
Yeah. All said and done. It's going to be over 30 people involved. And actually a lot of famous people, famous Dayton famous people, but also a lot of really talented, cool people just making things happen behind the scenes that mm-hmm. They're not necessarily, they're not the type to be in the, they're not like me where there's a microphone and I show up and, hey, everybody, look at me. But they are the type who are talented and make things happen. And, they get their enjoyment from, I don't know if I'm allowed to name drop some of the people.
Oh,
you
go
can
ahead.
Name drop. We've got
some some amazing, even just the people from the food bank, they've come out and literally they've brought food during the rehearsals, and they're like, oh, well, we've got these, a couple bunches of bananas. Do you guys want this? Since you guys are helping us out, we'll give you, and like, there's nothing better than a banana packed full of nice and to help
packed
you.
Packed full of zinc and potassium.
That's true.
Oh, well, see, it's mutual. And yeah. That's just it. Again,
something about starving musicians.
I think they took us serious on that one.
If we could get the food bank shored up, like get it sort of into perpetual sustaining mode,
right.
We could then start a separate musicians food bank just to feed all the starving musicians.
That is true, yeah. Yeah. But that's
rich in talent.
Jeff is one of those guys who he has good ideas, but he has good ideas for the right reasons. So as soon as he had this, I want to do this Last Waltz thing selfishly because I want to see all these bands play. But what are we going to do? Let's just give the money to charity. What charity? I've got an idea. So Jeff found the food bank.
Yep. It's a win-win all the way around. Again, it's a very kind price to get in. And if you wanted to put a few more dollars in the tub, every dollar feeds, as you told us, eight people.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
For eight meals.
Eight meals.
Yeah.
So family and a half, maybe.
Yeah. It could be four people with two meals apiece.
Yeah.
Depending upon how we all do the math. But everybody wins.
Exactly.
No question about it. If people wanted to find out more about this event online, what are the best? Are there a couple of spigots where they can go?
Probably Facebook is the best.
And what do they search there?
Last Waltz Live in Dayton. Mm-hmm. If they just put that in, that should bring up our event page. Or put in Such a Night.
Such a Night.
Into the search function of it, and that'll bring it up. And tells you pretty much basically what we're telling you, that the show is Sunday night, 7:30. Get there early because we think it'll sell out.
Yeah. I'm sure it will.
You know.
Ever so much more reason to put a few more dollars in the bucket. That,
exactly.
This is my personal feeling on that. I think it's going to be great.
And we will hopefully start the show right at 7:30. So it'll be an early show. So no excuses for it being late on a Sunday night or anything like that.
Get there, be wowed, go
2 hours
home.
Of amazing music, and then be home at a reasonable hour.
And for the best cost. We're going to hear one more from the original recording of The Last Waltz, and then we got Chris Shea, as well as Conrad Balliet coming by. Interesting how poetry intersects here on Excursions. Check it out. We'll be back in a moment. This is from The Last Waltz on WISO. Fine horns on that tune, and just to make sure we get it said, let's mention the entire horn section.
Yeah, it's a great
stage.
Song to follow them with. The whole horn section is Kevin Court, Nick Deaver, Mike DePew, Jeff Foster, Dan Herford, Nick Hess, Gary King, and Tim Olt, and they are amazing. I didn't get a chance. I had met them through this show, you know, and that's part of the beauty of this show is how organic it is, people just jumping in
and maybe
adding
even
parts of it.
Going to be part of the legacy that we all met new people that we didn't know before.
Exactly.
Maybe throughout, yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the reason I did it, just to have fun and rope in people like Chris Shea.
Bless your heart. It's the organizer of this Such a Night tribute to the band, really a tribute to The Last Waltz that is that Martin Scorsese documentary in its entirety from beginning to end this Sunday night at 7:30 at Jilly's. Everyone donating his time.
Get there early. It'll sell out.
Yeah, get there early. It will. There's absolutely no question
that
it will. And which, although ever so much more so, very, very kind price to get in. And maybe if you threw a few more dollars in the bucket, you could help all these proceeds benefit the food bank. So you can fill your ears and fill the Miami Valley's bellies and walk away talking about what probably will be.
And thank you to Nikki, too, for helping promote this show.
Man, my pleasure. I'm so stoked. And on that note, as what happens so many times around here on excursions, a couple of vectors coinciding. It's a song and sonnet that we usually do at this time. It is my pleasure to welcome our resident poet conduit, Conrad Balliot. Conrad, thanks for being here today.
Hi, Nikki.
We had presidents on mine, but as it turns out, there's something, president for poetry. There's an interlude of poetry in The Last Waltz, and on that note, it's a pleasure to welcome my fill-in and also resident awesome thespian and beyond, Chris Shea.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
Great. Thanks for being here. You will be reciting a portion of the Canterbury Tales.
Yes, I am playing the role of Michael McClure in The Last Waltz.
What can we expect? Do you dress for that, or are you just...
Well, my costume has to shift because I'm doing three different things in the evening.
Yeah.
Leave it to me to not keep it simple.
But you were beginning to go through this excerpt of the preamble, and we recognized that our beloved poet conduit, Conrad Balliot, has this memorized.
The prologue to the Canterbury Tales,
yeah,
by Geoffrey Chaucer,
in the Middle English,
by Chris and Conrad.
That's right.
So you guys are both going to do it. Conrad, you're going to do it in the Middle English.
Is he.
It's the CNC Poetry Factory.
Ladies and gentlemen, CNC Poetry Factory, song and sonnet first. It's my pleasure to present Conrad Balliot and Chris Shea.
Juan that April with his surest sota, the drought of March hath pursed to the rota, and bathed every vein in switch liquor, of which virtue engendered is the floor. Juan Zephyrus ache with his sweet a breath, in spirit hath in every halt and hath the tender croppes, and the younger sonne hath in the ram his halve a coursey runne, in small a foolish mocking melodia that sleepen all the nicht with open ear. So pricketh him nature in here courages, than longing folk to go on pilgrimages, and specially from Owen Palmer's. For to sake and strondes, to ferna hallways couth in sonry landes, and specially from every shearer's enda of England to Canterbury they wend. The holy blissful martyr for to sake that hem hath holpen one that they were sake.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Conrad. Live radio.
How fun. Chris Shea, you'll be at the show. And thanks to all these kind gentlemen, Steve Phelps, Mike DePew, Todd the Fox, Jeff Opt, Chris Tipton, and all.
Charlie Tipton.
Oh, sorry. Well, you're sitting right there, and I just got all Christified.
C-agent.
Charlie Tipton and a band of characters. We're really looking forward to the show this Sunday night at 7:30 at Jilly's. Plus, you can tune in Wednesday night on Kaleidoscope and get another little taste of things to come. You'll keep us posted, and we'll see you there. Stay tuned. We're back with Song and Sonnet coming right up on Why So.
Violinist Joshua Bell is a virtuoso soloist, and he's added a new line of work, conducting.
Many times I've wanted to grab the stick out of conductor's hands and say, come on, you have to show this here. They need a rhythmic impulse here.
Joshua Bell on Beethoven and on Conducting from the Chair later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
this afternoon at 4 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
We're 9 minutes before 1 o'clock. Support for all of this comes from listeners like you and from Second Time Around on Brown Street near UD, an independent source for music, movies, video games, and electronics. Whether it's a hard-to-find CD or DVD or the latest video game, their ever-changing selection has something for everyone. More information is online at secondtimearound.com. And Conrad, thanks for sticking around. Thanks for being game for our very unexpected live poetry.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're so thanked. You called this morning, and it's President's Day.
Yes.
So we got presidents on our mind.
And I have a sampling of poems about presidents. I could not find one on presidents in general, but we'll start with George Washington, just a few lines. And this is Washington's glory, a steadfast soul and true, who stood for his country's honor when his country's days were few. And now when its days are many and its flag of stars is flung to the breeze in radiant glory, his name is on every tongue. And then we'll jump up to Lincoln, which is very popular now because of a movie. This is Whitman on Lincoln. Oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack. The prize we sought is won. The port is near. The bells I hear, the people all exulting, while follow eyes the smoky keel, the vessel grim and daring. But, oh, heart, 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 oh, the bleeding drops of red whereon my Captain lies, falling cold and dead. And then we move up to Bill Clinton on the inauguration day of President Bill. All hail, give a cheer for President Bill, who was elected in November. Much fanfare and thrill, for not only had to vie with President Bush for the vote, but also the independent candidate H. Ross Perot. And the plurality did choose this governor named Bill. And then
I like that one. This
is a more serious one. Were you old enough to remember when Kennedy was inaugurated?
A lady never tells.
Robert Frost read a poem. He had it, and it flapped in the breeze. He couldn't hold it down, and he finally just recited the poem he was going to read. It was called "The Gift Outright," and it's a good one for presidential times. The land was ours before we were the land's. She was our land more than 100 years before we were her people. She was ours in Massachusetts, in Virginia, but we were England's, still colonials, possessing what we still were possessed by what we now no more possessed. Something we were withholding made us weak until we found out that it was ourselves we were withholding from our land of living, and forthwith found salvation in surrender. Such as we were, we gave ourselves outright. The deed of gift was many deeds of war to the land, vaguely realizing westward, but still unstoried, artless, unenhanced, such as she was, such as she would become. And that was the gift outright, and the gift outright is when we give ourselves to our country. In Kennedy's words, we ask not what we can get from our country, but what we can give to it. Amen.
Amen. Conrad Ballia, thank you so much. Longtime host of Conrad's Corner, Sunday through Friday nights just before 8 o'clock and Saturday afternoons on Detours with Norm Whitman. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Mr.
And good
Ballia.
To be here with all these wonderful musicians.
Isn't it great? We have a full house today. Wanted to play a rather raucous one called Election Day from Dana Kurtz on 91.3 WYSO.